Alright, so what up guys? Welcome back to another Vlog Talk.
It is me again.
Hi.
All up in your ears, if you can hear me. Anyways, in today's Vlog Talk, I decided that I'm going to wash my hair. Make sure you guys tune into my previous Vlog Talk on whether or not you should go to an electrician or you should go to a stylist. Alright, so I haven't washed my hair since September. So what you're hearing is the dryness, the crunchiness, and everything in between. I just need a wash and take a shower, of course. So I want to like set aside like a series on me washing my locks and what I do, because right now they're not looking in the best state. I definitely know my hair is locking. I got tons of unraveling. That's okay, but we're doing wash and retwist. I've decided I'm retwisting every 2 months, but I'm washing my hair once a month or every month and a half. How about that? Every month and a half, I'm gonna be all up in your ears. Washing my almost in 2.5 weeks, it'll be 4 months locked. In my previous Lock Talk, I am approaching 3 months. So 3 months is almost done for me, and I haven't really washed my hair. So we're just gonna wash it. We're gonna chat a little bit. And don't mind the noise, because that's my family. They're being really loud while my nephew is. But yeah, we definitely gotta go through and wash it, because that's what it needs. And then we're gonna let it dry. And we're not putting no blow dryer on there. No heat, none of that. We're gonna let it regularly dry. I'm going to get dressed. So this is a Lock Talk. Get ready with me. So I'm just looking through my locks. Yeah, some of them are unraveling, but like unraveling for me is not bad to the point where I need to redo the whole section that I'm looking at. So that's a good thing. These edges is looking crusty, so when I let it dry, I'm putting it back in the style that I had. My lock styles officially are gonna last me for 2 months, so I am just gonna take it out and then wash it. I feel like washing your hair is very essential to your hair's overall health. And right now my hair is pretty healthy. I wouldn't say it's damaged or anything like that, but I mean, I'm growing locks, and right now I really lack moisture, so with tons and tons of dandruff. I mean, it's not dandruff that itches me, it's dandruff I see on my scalp and stuff. So I'm really trying to figure out a way to combat that. Ew! Digging my scalp and picked up all the dandruff. But anyways, yeah, washing my locks and looking at my scalp is very important to me, at least. So I'm going to take you guys on that process. So, yeah, I just took all the lock style that I had for a couple of days. My hair needs to be washed. It's dirty. I haven't washed it at all. No water touches it. I'm also gonna change how I moisturize, so let's go. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, @JulieHamilton. If you guys don't follow me over there, what are you doing? Over there I post the pics and the episodes. So let's get into it. So I'm gonna put you guys as close as I can to my shower, like I did last time when I was washing my natural hair. I won't be washing my hair in sections, because I mean, my hair's not that long to be sectioning off to begin with. And yeah, it's kind of already sectioned into two on the front, and it goes as follows. But it's sectioned off where you can see the line in the middle of my forehead. So picture that, like you have your hair that's just sectioned on two sides. That's how my hair is. That's how I'm gonna wash it. And it needs water. Like, your hair needs moisture. You better moisturize it, because if you're not drinking it internally, you need to be doing it outwardly. Internally, you need to be doing it externally. So let's hop into the shower. My scalp is giving dirty hair. Dirty hair just don't care. No, I'm just kidding. I care for my hair, whether or not it's dirty. So I plan to wash it once a month, at least to keep up the moisture levels as I change the transition from moisturizing with oil and water, your basic stuff, to rose water and maybe vitamin E. And so yeah, that's gonna be exciting. And so yep, I'm done going through it, looking at it. It's getting long, guys, it really is. Like, from where the back of my hair started, if you guys follow me on Instagram, to where it is now, is awesome. So I know that oil is working. I just need to make a batch that's not so thick. So, yeah, let's hop to the shower. My scalp is itching me. My edges are still there, you know. I don't do nothing to them, really and truly. So, let's hop into the shower.
And so, washing your hair is, like, very crucial, guys. I think I'm going to start a wash, Lock Talk series, because washing your hair is so important.
So, this will be podcast number one, but this will be listed as Lock Talk
number nine.
Still in the series, but washing your hair is so important. I don't think people understand that when they get lost, they still gotta wash their hair. Like, still gotta keep yourself clean. So, what I'm using is my Maui Moisture Coconut Oil Shampoo. And I like to make sure the water is nice and hot. Not hot, but warm enough for me to wash my hair with this skin. I don't use piping hot water on my hair. No, I use warm water and warm water only. So, this wash is different than this. So, yeah, come hop with me in my shower, guys. Yeah, so make sure you're following me on Instagram. And also, if you want to see my pretty face, go check out my YouTube channel. So first thing I like to do, really and truly, is drench my locks. Drenching your locks is important, allowing the water to get up on your scalp, and just looking at how dirty it is, because my hair is dirty. And I saw you, I washed my hair is filthy. Woo! And it smells, too. Yeah, it's definitely need to wash. It's dirty. There's no way I can. I mean, yeah, some are still gonna be because it's still in the early days, early stage of the lock, but at the end of the day, I'd rather it unravel than I sit there for a month and not wash my hair.
Which is kind of why I wanted to use wash series with y'all, because some people say you shouldn't wash your hair because you have locks. And I'm like, who cares?
It's hair, it needs to be washed.
Whether you like it or not.
My hair is going to, it's bounced back in the curly stage. That's all it's gonna do. It's not gonna do anything else.
People are like, oh, you shouldn't wash your hair because it's gonna unravel. I'm like, unraveling happens regardless. Make it clear to you people in the back. Make it just as clear to the people in the back. Because unraveling is gonna happen regardless. Like, you can't unhelp. Shake it out a little bit. I'll get some pictures real quick. Because I need this for my IG post. You see how consistent I am? Slide up. Let me slide up in this little timer thingy on my camera. Oh, I got it. So, yeah, people be like, you shouldn't walk right here because it's gonna unravel. I can do really bad. I need to get up close. Get it drenched in the water. I mean, my pictures don't necessarily come out. Oh, okay, this is a nice picture just right from my face. Alright, so let me take one more picture. I guess. My eyes closed, that's my face. Nah, that picture wasn't all bad. This picture. Okay, so I need to angle this camera above my head, just my head, not my face, because how you angle your camera matters. Okay, that's a better picture. Let me take one more. And this time, let me do a 16 by 9 so I get a bigger
view of it. But yeah, this is my last guy. I'm so excited to be washing.
But yeah, this rinsing process takes like 20 minutes because I need my hair to fully, you know. Yeah, that picture looks good. Close that one. I'm going to delete this one because I don't know what my face is looking in. Delete that one too with my face in it. Keep that one. Keep this one. Keep this one. And we're going to take one more.
Just cut.
Okay, let's see how that one came out. Ooh. Yeah, that's fine. This is a picture of my shower. Do I need any more pictures? Yeah, I guess that my phone up is the other way.
Let's take a picture like sideways. Without some of my face, this is good.
I have to do this without getting my phone wet. Okay, so we need Okay, so I'm gonna take one more.
But I
kinda
wanna put my
head
back like
that one didn't even get what I was looking for. Nope. This one, nope. This one, no. Picture of my shower, yep. That one, yeah, that one. That one, no, because my back is bent, nope. Not bad. So, yeah, I'm gonna take another 5 minutes.
Oh, we just gonna drench it. Oh, I definitely want to see what the back is looking like. I forgot about the back.
Oh, looking real pretty back there. Okay.
Let me get it, focus it more because I don't want my boots on the internet or what have you, you know.
Oh, the back looks so good. Okay, we got enough pictures. Let me get you guys back on my sink. I can begin this thorough washing process on the shampoo twice. And I get it, guys. And I get it. I can understand why people say not to wash it a lot. But, I mean, hella older. Y'all can use this. Not what I'm aiming for at all, like literally. So I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna shampoo it gently on my skin. And yes, I use just shampoo in my lockdown, nothing else. I'm not afraid of the unraveling because that's the part of the journey. I feel like some people say don't wash it, they want you to use this, and I don't want that. Nobody. I see you wash.
If you don't wash it last week, it's nasty. I just don't understand how people can grow their hair without washing. I don't know, maybe they use different types of
stuff to keep their locks clean. But I know y'all need to always wash their hair once. Every 3 months. Okay, I'm gonna shampoo twice.
I'm shampoo 3 times with extra lather. But watch me, man. Let's start off with the wrong day. Damn, that will damn last. What can you do about it? I got in rivalry without washing hair for a whole month. Make it make sense. That could be my caption. So, I get it. It kind of rough. But I still got in rivalry. Even if. I get it. Like if you're not holding it to shake them when they're wet. They feel so much better. Very much so. So I'm going to soak up. And hold on. I'm going to shower with the rain. I'm going to do it. I just figured I'd take a shower with the rain. I'm soak up. And then come out the bathroom. Not baby, like because baby. I don't know if you ship oils in your skin, but baby is going to be here, so it's not baby. It'll be just fucking because you don't wash your hair. I get it, but then it's gross. I don't wash your hair. It varies from person to person, but, and that's okay. I'm washing my room. Every month and a half. And that brings me to every 2 to 3 months. That's what I'm talking about on in my Instagram post. I know that people talk about, oh, you should wash your hair because it's gonna unravel. I got unraveling regardless. Like, and I didn't wash my hair for a whole month. So how long have I been respectfully? How long can I avoid you wash my hair? Is it too slow to wash my hair? No. I am joking. It's terrible.
I didn't really put no soap on it, like I just kind of scrubbed it downwards with it though off the top. The next thing I'm gonna do is feature a product that I'm trying to like scalp massage with. Because you get a lot of hang time. They also say, while I'm still talking to you guys in my bathroom, they also say that washing your hair helps it a lot faster. So, I mean, like, you can't really go wrong in washing your hair. Washing your hair with blocks is so important. You don't have to wash your hair often, and you can do a wash and no retwist. There's nothing wrong with that, but then the hair's still going off. See, when I do one little retwist like this one right here, this is to the back of my right side of my ear, and when I retwist it, like, it comes down, it's mad long, it's like to the tip of my ear. That's awesome. I retwisted it one next to it, it's the same thing to the tip of my ear. So I mean, there are benefits of washing your ear because you kind of see the length more, and you get that length retention, and you get that moisture. And because my hair looks dry like chips, like I said, it's needed. It's done. Time to grab my towel. I'm gonna go let my hair dry. Okay. I'm not putting no towels on my hair. I lost my t-shirt down. I don't know where it's at. And that's something I have to use because t-shirts are very. Although Yami was like, what the hell? Why are you using a t-shirt on your head? Because t-shirts just absorb water better, and pieces of a towel can snag on your hair. Remember, towels feel like a carpet, a thick piece of carpet that you can dry your hair. That you can dry your hair with. So I mean, like, yeah, that's. My door, my bathroom door locked. Now, I get to get dressed with y'all, turn on my lights. We're gonna do some skincare. And look, it doesn't even look that bad. And it's gonna dry within an hour or two. Like, people are like, oh my god, you wash your locks? Yeah, why not? They are locks, they need care just like everything else in my body. Literally. They're getting so long now. They're really good. So get dressed with me. Yeah, there's a lot of things that say you shouldn't wash your locks, and I just think that's stupid. Teach your own
I don't care. But if you want to walk around with a stinky hair, because your hair has to stink. If you put oils, butters, whatever you put in your hair is going to take up that scent. So I don't know why people be like, oh, if you wash your hair, it's that relax is going to unravel. And I got unraveling without washing it. So therefore, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? My hair's getting so long. I plan to take a matrix again. Alright, we're gonna let it dry and put it back in our two little buns and tie it down. Because we're not gonna wash this with oil and water no more. It is not doing what it is supposed to do. I feel like it's drying on my hair more than my hair needs to be dried out. So,
yeah, that's kind of why.
So, this is a little clean with me session because I have to put on my clothes, but I want to get dressed and talk with you guys about washing your style off.
Now, how often you wash is totally up to you. But I mean, the minimum should go at least a month.
I mean, all that new growth and then the fact that you use products and then you retwist every 4 weeks. Like, you can't tell me that you don't really wash my locks because, like, people always say that, especially hairdressers.
Which is why I don't go to them.
I'm not saying there's anything against them. Your hustle's your hustle. Do you, boo. But don't tell me that I wash my locks. So I got some spray. I'm using Be Enchanted. It's a shimmer mist. Some of that. Then we're gonna use some of this, which is called Delilah by Bath & Body Works. Oh, my lotion's in my purse. I'm not gonna eat. I have some in the bottom. Got some lotion.
But yes, like I stated, it's so quiet in here. And so, like I stated, washing your hair is so important.
It's crucial. Like, that's like telling people not to take a shower because showers, they strip your natural oils from your skin. Like, every time you come out of the shower, you're gonna be dry because you're washing off the oils off your skin. And I feel like you need to take a shower just as much as you need to wash your hair. And I'm gonna do me on this long journey. Can't nobody tell me nothing because at the same time, again, my journey is catered to me. So, when you really think of it that way, put it in perspective, I can wash my hair. And I'm going to come back to you guys because this thing is about to be 25 minutes and I never intended to be that long. We talked about this on my Snapchat because people be like, you shouldn't wash your locks because it's going to unravel. I get that. But I feel like I said before, you still get unraveling regardless if you don't wash your locks. It's not going to stop the unraveling. They're like, oh, well, it helps a lot faster. No. What's going to help a lot faster is water. We're putting this oil paste that I made on my skin because this thing is too thick for my hair. So we got to reinvent its purpose. I think it's important that people wash their locks. There's no doubt about it. Now, because there's something you can do, which is overwashing. That I get. Because that definitely dries out your hair. Like, washing your hair. Sorry, I didn't want to do that because it was kind of loud. But, yeah, there's something you can do. You can overwash your hair, which is kind of what I'm talking about. Those are those people that say, oh, I need to wash my hair once a week. Oh, I need to wash my hair every single Monday. Like, stuff like that? No. Of course, because that's not logic. Why are you washing your hair every day? Especially because I got 4C hair. There's no way I wash my hair every single day. For what reason? No. I can understand that concept because a lot of people do wear their hair off of keeping the moisture balance. Like, there's more results when you wash your hair. Your hair, because your hair retains moisture, your hair gets water. Water is essential for your whole body. So unless you want to tell people not to take showers, don't tell people not to wash their hair because it's pure foolery. Hate to say it, hate to break it to y'all, but don't. Because it makes no sense and it sounds stupid. and it just really upsets me. I'm like, no, wash your hair because it's gonna unravel regardless. Unraveling for locks is nothing new. Unraveling for locks is definitely a part of the process. Like, I mean, unless you don't have locks, then you don't know. But I'm just saying, I'm like, unraveling is definitely part of the process. My sweaters up first. Outfit's gonna be a t-shirt, some leggings, and some socks. But I'm saying, like, yeah, people be like, don't wash your hair because it's gonna unravel. And I'm just like, that's dumb. Regardless, if I don't wash my hair, it's still gonna unravel. I hate to break it to you, but it's gonna unravel. It is. It is, because that's what locks do. If you have locks or you want locks, this is what they do. They unravel. They do not stay put. They do not stay in one place. They unravel. Because they have to go through that process of catching all the shed hairs to be able to form a lock. And washing helps with that. Don't wash your hair. Because you're... Well, this is my journey. I'm going to do what's best, and what's best is for me to wash my hair, because if not, my hair is going to stink. My scarf is going to stink. Like, not washing your hair because it's going to unravel is stupid. So I'm just telling you guys, word of advice is to get a wash day routine. Now, I know wash day routines from start to finish can be tedious for those that if you have locks or you are those natural wash days, sometimes take people forever. My wash day is short because, for the simple fact, I'm not doing too much to my hair. Now, what I plan on doing for the month of November is washing my hair. I'm not washing my hair for November, but when I get towards my because I'll be 4 months in November, so 5 months in December, I'm gonna plan on kind of incorporating my loose natural hair routine to my locks. And I know that sounds stupid, but I kind of need it. The only thing I'm really gonna do is do a pre-poo and a shampoo. I'm not, deep conditioners is not touching my locks, because as bad as things be, deep conditioners, I feel like, are more of a case where you're going to get product buildup, because deep conditioners are so hard to wash out. So I think my wash day routine is going to be simply a pre-poo, shampoo twice, and then I'm going to do a hot oil treatment to my hair to emphasize its moisture overlay, and then let it air dry the next day. And that's it. I think that's going to be my regimen. It's going to be as simple as that. I'll in the works of writing my lock journey info for you guys on Snap, if you guys follow me over there, JoshNinja17. So yeah, like figuring out a wash day routine is important, but we're talking about washing too often, because there are people who wash their every single day or every single week, and I'm like, no. I know black people don't do that. I don't know if black people do that, but I know, like, I don't, because there's no point in it. Like, what would be the purpose? I just wash my hair. Well, I'm gonna wash it at the end of the week too, but no. But I'm saying, like, figuring out a wash day routine is important. So I mean, there's something that you can do that can damage your locks and not be washing too often. That I understand. Because washing too often is washing, like, every day or once a week. Like, sometimes it's not necessary for you to wash your hair once a week, because it's like, if your hair's in a style, right? From Sunday to Sunday, that's a week. What are you washing out? Like, that's my question to people that say that they wash your hair every week. What are you washing out? Like, what are you washing out every 2 weeks? I say the minimum to wash your hair, whether you're loose, natural, locked, natural, bald-headed, whatever, is 1 month, because you can see more results in a month versus if you sit there, you don't be patient, and we're gonna let this grow air dry. Because we're not putting a towel, and we're definitely not using heat. And my hair smells clean too. And so, yeah, deep conditioners aren't touching my locks. Because with deep conditioners, you're prone to build up. And I know that sounds like a cliche, like, oh, you're prone to build up. Yes, because deep conditioners are thick, and they're meant to detangle the hair, get in the hair shaft, and kind of coat it with that slimy coating, and deep conditioners are hard to get out. Shampoo's easier to get out than deep conditioner. Like, for real, I'm telling y'all.
Shampoo is easier to get out than deep conditioner. So, I look so cute.
Pictures from IG. This is during the drying process. So. Anyways, we're gonna take some pictures. This is the drying process. And I want to turn around to catch the back.
I'm gonna have to turn all the way around.
Picture camera. I don't know why my butt is in the way, but okay, that's gonna go. Yeah, I can crop it out, but I kind of want to see the back for what it truly is. So let me turn my camera once again, take a 16 by 9, because 16 by 9s look in the mirror, put the phone. Okay, nah, that wasn't the better picture. This camera. Okay, was this a better picture? I mean, this is not a bad picture. My mom. Stay threatening the boy. You wanna stay out? You don't want to stay out of the room. Okay, we're gonna do a nice little side pic, side view. Hold on, my towel. My bed's clean, don't worry. Let me do a little side pic so you can really see it. I mean, okay, I can edit this, straighten it out, zoom in just a little bit, zoom in. I mean, my shirt's crushed up. So, I mean, I shouldn't really be taking pictures in no crushed up shirt, but whatever.
Oh, my hair feels so clean.
Anyways, no, because we don't want to show the towel. We can click cancel on that one. Okay, so I'm going to show this one. Not this one, because I don't know. That just didn't come out. This one, no, because my butt is out and I. Nope. This one, yeah, we'll keep this one. And then I'll keep some of them. Okay. Did I open her message? No, I did not. You on purpose. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm gonna watch it right now. Yes, thank you. I'm going to look at it right now. Oh, 7-day reading plan. Oh. Oh, sweet. Let me start this Bible plan. His lady sent me. I thought I had it. I thought I had them, the Bible app. Oh. I'll have to update it.
But yeah, the back of my hair is getting longer. Let me look at it. Where to go? I'm just searching it up because I wanted to put it on my thing. I'm gonna chat. This gives my favorite texture. Oh. I said texture. Text, I mean. Ooh, it gives me Romans 12, 1 and 2, of course. Oh, this is in the NIV, so I just switched it over to King James. But anyways, enough about this Bible plan. I'm going to start. Going to put on the Bible and clean, but I'll see you guys tomorrow to finish up this week's long talk. What up, guys? I'm very excited to welcome you guys back to long talk number 10. I just can't believe we're on 10 episodes. Let's go. And like I stated in this podcast, we're talking about watching your Starbucks. So let's talk about it because I feel like it's very important. As you guys can see, I'm laying down on my bed because where I live is cold. Boo-hoo. All right. Suck it up. Anyways. So, yeah. I just came to talk to you guys because, you know, washing your starter locks is very crucial to the locking process. Don't let nobody ever tell you that you shouldn't wash your locks because, hello, your locks need water. Like, all right. So, imagine if you don't shower for, like, 2 weeks. You're going to stink, right? That's the same thing with your hair. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, sis, sir, mister, or ma'am. You need to wash your starter locks. And so let me just talk you guys through the process of washing your starter locks. I think I talked about it before, but I just want to elaborate a little bit. So first, you want to make sure that the water temperature is crucial because when you're washing your hair, you want to open up the cuticles. And with low porosity hair, you want to make sure that moisture and water can get into the locks. And seeing how my locks are 4 months, if you guys follow me on Instagram, Melanie's out of her mind, okay? That's my locks name. That's the name I gave her. That's my middle name. But, so you want to make sure the water temperature is warm because you wouldn't want to wash your hair in scorching hot water. That's not the wave. That's not the case. We're not doing that. Hot water is very damaging to the hair and it dries the hair out. So you want to make sure you are using warm water. You want to wet your scalp. And you want to massage the water in. Then you want to take your shampoo. Squeeze some on your hands. Visualize this. Squeeze some shampoo on your hands. Rub it up in your hands. Take your fingers. We're not using our nails. We don't use our nails for our scalp. But you want to take your fingertips and massage the shampoo into your locks. Now, depending on how long your locks are, you want to do this at least twice. So I think washing your starter locks is so crucial. Like, and I can't stand people that say you shouldn't wash your starter locks. I think that's stupid. Like, water needs to get in them. Just like water needs to get in your body, water needs to get in your locks. And I know, hate to break it to people, but a person was like, oh, she can't afford little to nothing. And I'm just like, people just love to talk trash. But we going to do a separate podcast on negative comments and things that come when you really start your lock journey and you're really in it for the long run, right? And so I didn't really like that comment. I was just like, okay, taking it back, you know, taking it back. But I did wash my hair because my hair was dirty. And for those who want to say that, oh, if you wash your hair, that your hair's going to unravel. Let me tell you something. Like I stated before, let me tell you something. I cannot stress this enough. Neither can I get annoyed enough. Neither can I get pressed enough. Hear my voice
through the phone, because now I get mad because I'd be like, oh, don't wash your starter locks because they're gonna unravel. I didn't wash my hair for a whole month. Almost 2 months, if you really think about it, because I didn't wash my hair until, let me look back at my photos, because I know when I was washing my hair, I took some pictures. So, no, I'm not. And so, I always think I'm lying about something, but I'm not lying. I didn't touch the heat, I don't think. But anyways, so let me scroll through my pictures. Take a back a visit to memory lane. So I washed my hair October 18th. Like, you tell me, from September 9th, right, all the way till October 18th. That's a Monday. So I almost went 2 months without washing my hair. I'm never doing that again. I'm washing my hair once a month. So the next time I wash my hair, I'll take you guys with me again. Because I'm sorry, we just got to talk about washing your starter locks part two, because I feel like people are not getting the point. Sorry, I got tongue-tied there, but people are not getting the point. People love to tell me how to wear my locks and do with my locks and this and that. For anybody that's never had a lock journey, shut up, because I'm tired of y'all. So let me explain what I mean when I say wash your starter locks. On track here, and I'm really focused, and I really just want to tell you guys about this. I'm so sorry, but this podcast particularly might just be long, because I need to go on about washing your starter locks. It's so crucial to wash your starter locks. Like, my post on Instagram, let me tell you guys what it was, because I post there every Monday, and so I know I'm not posting Sunday and Monday. I'm sorry, but I posted, I said, I'm month four now, so this is how I feel about month four. I'm not liking month four because my locks are unraveling. But anyways, an early month four post update. No update next Sunday or Monday, but tune into next week's Lock Talk. Sneak peek, I washed my starter locks. What? Mulaney was dirty, smelling, and needed a wash, like he's crying internally. To those who told, don't wash your starter locks because they won't unravel, but to my dismay, waiting for him, September 9th to October 16th, I got unraveling. Like, shut up. It's crazy. But hey, she's here for the journey. And she's here for the journey. Tune into my IGTV and Reels are back. My hair smells like hair. I know. I said I experienced tons of unraveling, major dryness, tons of growth. My lady's flourishing. Budding. Frizz is a whole mood. What I used for my bantu knots was an oil mix I made out of paste, water, and shine and jam gel. This concoction was really good. I tried, lol. Reels are back. YouTube videos. Content creator. Also, I posted a YouTube video on my YouTube channel. But anyways, like, just within that statement, I feel so empowered to tell you guys. Because my hair does smell like hair. I know. Thanks. And to my dismay, waiting from September 9th to October 16th, I still got unraveling. So for those that want to say, oh, don't wash your starlocks because they're going to unravel, you mean to tell me that after a whole 4 weeks, almost 2 months, I'm still getting unraveling? Like, that's not okay. Like, that's just crazy to me. So, I just wanted to let you guys know what washing your starter locks is. It's important. It's crucial. It's like part of your self-care. Taking care of your head, your scalp needs water. Even if you wash your hair every 3 months, it doesn't matter. As long as you figure out a wash day routine, which is what we're going to talk about when we talk about washing locks too, because that routine, getting in that rhythm of your hair, listening to it and what it wants and what it needs. So we're going to talk about what is a wash day routine, steps, ins and outs, ups and downs, all of it in between. But I'll be back. Sorry, I'm trying the podcast. She'll be back. Alrighty, let's finish off this Lock Talk number 10. So basically, I just want to tell you guys to just wash your starter locks. I mean, I feel like it is very important for hydration and your
the health of your overall hair. For those of you guys who don't know, I'm 4 months locked, and I just want to tell you guys to watch your star locks, like, bro. I'm going to look up something, the benefits of washing your starter locks for you guys real quickly, because I want to tell you guys something else. I'm sorry, I'm laying in bed, and I just finished posting on Instagram. I'll be back on Instagram November 15th, so if you guys will follow me over there, what are you guys doing? Go follow me over there, underscore Jordan Hamilton. So we're going to search up the benefits of washing your starter locks. Obviously, you don't want to overwash your locks. It says don't overwash your locks. While locks are more prone to odors and buildup than loose hair, overwashing can jar your scalp and lead to flaking, itchiness, dryness, breakage, and thinning locks. We recommend once every 1 to 2 weeks, and don't wash your locks until they have time to mature. See, that's the thing I don't agree with. Don't wait to wash your starter locks. Oh, it says you can ship it within the first 2 weeks. That's pretty good. Many people believe dreads should not be washed. However, that's not true. Dreads need regular washing starting 2 weeks after being created. Do not wash your dreads every day as they get adverse to the effect of your growth. But make a point to wash them once a week. I mean, it all depends, you guys. How often you guys want to wash your starter locks and stuff. But it's totally up to you. I'll be doing a wash your starter locks part 2 because I just want to expound more about it and get some more research and information. And if you wash your hair, it helps it lock faster. Plus, your hair is like a part of your body. So, I mean, like, you need to be washing your starter locks. It's very important. I would say wash your starter locks at least once a month. What do you use to wash your starter locks? Okay, if you look online, you can find an inflatable pool, which is what I'm going to get because I want to do ACV rinks on my locks. But you can use Jamaican mango and lime, shampoo. You can use almost any shampoo to clean your locks. But I just want to end this on a good note. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys go follow me on Instagram, underscore Jordan Hamilton. And also check out my YouTube channel, Joanna Mullaney. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, where I'll be posting more about my lock journey. So far, I've been posting about my lock journey on IG for about 2 months and on Anchor for about 2 months. And I'm trying to transition over to YouTube as well. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you guys for your continued support on Anchor. I will see you guys in the next lock talk, which will be November 8th.